Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
In cricket, New Zealand fast bowler Trent Bolt is in serious doubt for the historic day-night test in Adelaide this Friday.
Yeah, Fran, look, a huge loss for the New Zealanders if he is out of the side. They're going to give him until tomorrow to prove his fitness. He needs to bowl apparently flat out in some sort of fitness test. He's got a crooked back, an irritated disc, and it's a condition not dissimilar to the one that troubled their other champion fast bowler, Tim Southee, in the build-up for the second test. They gave him right up almost to the tossing of the coin, but it seems that's not going to apply to Trent Bolt. Now, the medical folk attending to Bolt aren't as confident about him as they were about Southee. And it's, as I said, it's going to be a huge loss because this bloke is ranked as the number six bowler in the world. And when he's on song, he makes the ball talk almost. He wobbles around and flies off the edges of bats to the slips cordon. But he hasn't been at his best in the first two tests, mainly because he was coming off a long layoff due to injury. So with the pink ball expected to seam and swing as well as spin and get invisible, Bolt's absence is going to be a big loss for the Black Caps. And look, there was another interesting story doing the rounds yesterday about what is a bedevilled test match at the moment. Apparently the turf at the Adelaide Oval was a bit thunderstruck over the weekend because of an AC/DC concert, and it's all had to be replaced. But as they always do, the officials assuring us it'll be all right for the test.
Of course it would have to be replaced after an AC/DC concert. Jeez. In rugby league, what is going on at West Tigers, Warwick? Is Robbie Farah staying or is he going? Do they want him or don't they?
Fran, I wouldn't have a clue, and I don't think they have a clue. Now, as we know, not that long ago, Jason Taylor, the coach, let it be known that Farah was surplus to requirements. Farah then held a media conference where he made it pretty clear he wanted to stay. But over the weekend, there was this report he was off to eastern suburbs, but still going to be paid by West Tigers. And West Tigers are going to be paying about $850,000 a year for the pleasure of watching their highest paid player run around in red, white and blue. But it now seems the West Tigers don't want him to go, whether this is just playing games with contracts and discussions all going on in the background, it's hard to know. But
if you're Robbie Farah, you want to know, do they really want you to stay and play, or do they only want you because they don't want to pay out the money?
Well, I think he already knows the answer to that question, Fran.
That's terrible, isn't it?
It is awful. I mean, this is the incumbent New South Wales hooker, one of the finest players to have graced the game in recent times. And to be treated like that by a club to which you, or a club where you wanted, that you said that you all you wanted to do was be a one club player, it's interesting. And if the coach and the CEO don't realise that they're playing their supporters as mugs, then they're probably mugs themselves, Fran.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not interesting. I think it's completely ham-fisted and really disrespectful. But anyway, we'll see how it ends up. Talk to you again at 7:30, Warwick.
Good on you, Fred.
Warwick Hadfield.